Thanksgiving Sunday that we are able to join here today and also online. Hope you're all ready for the Thanksgiving. And if you're not ready or not, it's going to be here on Thursday. So let us be thankful for God for another season in our life to give thanks for everything that God has given us in this world, including our life, which is a gift. And every day is a gift from God, so let us be thankful for that. And today is also, we celebrate as the Christ King Sunday. The World Church at large acknowledges this Sunday as the Christ the King Sunday, where we acknowledge the Lordship and the Kingdom of God in this world through Jesus Christ. He has come as a Savior to save us and to take us to be part of the Kingdom of God. And He's going to be coming again to establish the Kingdom of God in this world one day. And that is our hope that we look forward to. So we remember that and affirm ourselves in that hope of that Kingdom that He's going to establish. So it's a Christ the King Sunday the World Church at large celebrates today also. Thank you for joining here and also online. The announcements are listed in the second page. Those are the regular announcements. The food bank also is going to help our ministry with our Hispanic folks, and our books also will support the mission work. The third Thursday luncheon next Sunday will be in December 18th at 1 o'clock at the Golden Corral. And we are planning to donate support for two families during this holiday season that we have identified. Please mark your checks if you want to donate specially for that cause, or you can give cash and put it in the envelope and mark it as for the holiday donations separately. They need support with rent, food and clothing for their children. They have probably 4 and 5 kids each in the family. So we are thinking about having $300 each, about $600 we can do some things that we, as a small church, we can support them. Sunday, November 30th will be our first Sunday of Advent, that is next Sunday. And we will have lunch after service, as we do on the last Sundays of the month, and celebrate our blessings of the month. And also we can use it as a Thanksgiving lunch Sunday. So whatever you have left over, you can bring out, and then we'll all share that. All are invited for that lunch as well. We are planning on a Christmas special service. Wayne and Hispanic folks will be working together with some special music. That will be the Sunday just before Christmas, December 21st. So please bring your friends and relatives if you want to. We'll celebrate the joy of Christmas with some special music. And also we'll have a combined service with the Hispanic folks on that Sunday. Our luncheon will be the following Sunday, last Sunday of December. And December 24th, we generally have a Christmas Eve service. Just want to know how many of you are interested. You can join. If a few people can join, we can continue with that tradition of our Christmas Eve service. We'll have a candlelight service, which is a meaningful service. So let me know how many of you can be here. I know many of you have family events and functions going on, so you may not be able to attend. But if I get a few people together, we can have a Christmas Eve service. How many of you will be in town to begin with? Right, you don't know. So we'll plan on it as we get closer. And if we have enough people, we'll plan on having the Christmas Eve service on December 24th. Those are the announcements that I have. And you all know that Lisa and Marcus and family are traveling and for the Thanksgiving, so they are not with us. Especially we are deficient in our choir. So you are all, any of you, welcome to join the choir here to support us. We'll pray a special prayer for you if you join us here. So help us with that. Thanks for joining here. If anybody has any other announcements, do you have anything?
No.
We will continue worshiping together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it if you are able. Please stand. Let me put it up on the screen. for the opening hymn is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. If you are able, please stand. It's 526 in the blue book. It's also on the screen. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us as your children to gather here in this church and also online to worship you, O God. Thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us every day and the gift of another season of Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays that await us. We thank you for your faithfulness in the past and in the present and the continued faithfulness in the future that you offer us through hope. You are the God of all blessings and the source of all life, O God. You are the giver of all grace. And we thank you for the gift of life, for the breath that sustains us, for the food of this earth that nurtures life, for the love of family and friends, and without which our life would be meaningless, O God. We thank you for the mystery of this creation that you have given us to enjoy, the beauty that eye can see, for the joy that the ear may hear. Lord, we thank you for all the families who are celebrating in various different ways. Bless them, O God, with a great and happy Thanksgiving season. We thank you for this day, O God, that we are able to worship together and with a good health and strength in our bodies to be here today. Help us to worship you, O God, in truth and in spirit, with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We thank you for the amazing grace that you have shown to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, suffered and died for us, and he rose from the dead so that we can have eternal life to be with you, O God. We thank you for your great love and care. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you. Touch each and every one of us according to our heart's desires and our needs, that we will be empowered by your word and your spirit as we go from this place. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Congregation choice today is page 77. This is a choice by Chuck, and it's Carol's favorite. So please stand and join us as we sing How Great Thou Art.
It's on the screen if you want to follow the screen.
Scarce can take it.
that on the cross my burdens gladly bearing. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
As you remain standing, we will read the responsive reading, which is Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8. It will be on the screen also. It's page 846 if you want to follow the book. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say,
it had not been the Lord who was on our side when the world rose up against us,
they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us, Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time when we share our prayers of blessings and concerns. As a church family, we lift our burdens together to the Lord, the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us take this time to share our prayers. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. The boxes listed there. Please continue to pray for these items and these people in your regular prayers on a daily basis. Pray for Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Eden Bartolo, Jerry Raines, Sean and Amy Conway. Pray for Ruth Thompson also. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who work behind the scenes to make our life comfortable every day. Let us be thankful for that, especially during this holiday season, to be pray a special prayer for them, and also pray that God will give them the grace and their families the happiness in this during these holidays. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others to make decisions that will bring us united again as a country, to lead the world, that they will have the wisdom to do the right things. Also pray for the world leaders, that they will fear God when they make decisions to bring peace to this world. Pray for our church, that God has given this time here to be His witnesses, so that we can do His work faithfully in this community, to be His hands and feet to serve the people who are in need. Pray for all the churches and pastors and ministers in this community, and also pray for the world church at large, that the missionaries and many others who work in various parts of the world spreading the love of Christ in difficult situations. Just remember this in our prayers and pray for them. Pray for world peace, that God will bring peace to this world, especially the war-torn areas in the Middle East and African countries and many other parts of the world that are torn apart with various wars going on. In Ukraine, that God will give the leaders the wisdom that they will come to a settlement and have peace in those areas. Those are the regular requests that I have announced here. Anybody have any special calls for prayer? Or any praise items that we can praise God? If there are no special calls, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and we'll close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that you need will be given to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its own worries." Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you with our prayers of blessings and concerns. We thank you for the many blessings that you give us every day, Lord. Even when we have faltered and failed, your faithfulness continues to be with us, O God. Thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world, along with all the joys and the blessings you give us. We come before you with a grateful heart for all the things that we enjoy, not because of our merits. It's only because of your grace that you give us everything, O God. And above all, we thank you for keeping us safe every day, even in the midst of this busy and dangerous world that we live in. You keep us safe under your mighty arms, under your shelter of the wings, O God. We thank you for that. We come before you with our burdens and concerns also. Many of us need healing in our bodies, O God, especially it's the one that we have lifted up in prayers. Jean and Grace and Harry, Carol, Jerry and Harry Crumlin, Pam and many others, and Ruth Thompson. Bless them with your healing hand also, God, and touch them. Above all, we pray for peace for them and their families. And bless them with your grace. We pray for our service workers, our military, our fire, police, and construction workers, and grocery clerks and delivery people, many, many others, especially during this busy holiday season coming up. We pray a special prayer for them, O God. Bless them with your blessings and their families, the blessings that they need for this holiday time. We thank you for their services, Lord, and we pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others. We thank you for placing them in those positions, Lord, and bless them with your wisdom, that they will make decisions that will bring good to this country and unity and peace to our nation. We pray for the world leaders also, when they make decisions, that they will fear God, that the decisions that they will they make will bring peace to this world. Especially we pray for world peace in the war-torn areas of the Middle East and Ukraine and many parts of Africa. We pray for your grace there, Lord, that they will find solutions to the problems they are fighting against and bring peace, O God. We pray for our church and we thank you for this time that you have given us in this community to be of your service. Help us to be faithful to do your work in this community with all the resources that you have given us, Lord, to reach out to the needy ones and touch with your healing and loving hands as your hands and feet in this world. Bless us, Lord, especially during this holiday time for the families here and also in the Hispanic group. Your blessing hands will bless them, O God, and help us to grow in your grace every day. We help us, Lord, to be your witnesses in whatever way is possible, Lord. Help us to worship you today, Lord, with our hearts and our minds and in truth and in spirit. With all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, we adore you. We lift up your name. In our meditations of the word and the prayers we make, Lord, let your name be glorified. And each of us will be blessed according to our needs, O God, as we go from this place that we can experience a new power in our lives to live in this world. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we come before you with a portion of what you have given us. You are the source of all that we have and we are. Help us, Lord, to be joyful in giving for the cause of your kingdom. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious God, we thank you that this is the time that we come before you with our grateful heart, with our gifts, that we can be stewards of your blessings and the caretakers of all that you have entrusted with. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today, O God. Remember all of them in your love and bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now. Which is taken from the book of 1 John, the first letter of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. First John 4, 1 through 6. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. This is a letter that the Apostle John, who wrote the Gospel, also wrote three letters, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. So we are studying the non-Pauline letters, letters that were not written by Paul, because majority of the New Testament letters were written by Paul. There are certain letters that are not written by Paul, and this is one of them that John wrote. He also wrote the Gospel according to John and the book of Revelation. So we will study some of these books during this time before we start the Advent season next Sunday. John talks about the false teachings and the doctrines that were spreading during that time among the churches, the small churches, and the growing churches in that area. They were finding it very hard to contain themselves to the teachings of Jesus Christ, because they were influenced by other cultures, like Egyptian and Greek, who worshipped idols. And there were false doctrines that were being spread among the small growing churches at that time. So he was encouraging and giving them the advice that you have to know which one is good and which one is false doctrine. So he says that you can identify if someone does not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is not from God. That's not the right doctrine. Only anyone who acknowledges and preaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who came to this world to deliver us from sin and death, that is the right doctrine. So he's confirming them in their doctrine. And then he is also empowering them and encouraging them in verse 4, saying that because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. That is what I wanted to preach on today. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. Help us to be humble and obedient before your word, to understand the meaning of the message we hear from you, O God, that it will become a source of blessing not only to us but also to this world through us. Help us, Lord, to be attentive to your Spirit in whatever ways your Spirit talks to us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this is a very powerful statement that John makes in verse 4, that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Because many times we are influenced by the powers outside of us. And I don't have to tell you how we are influenced by those. Because if you turn on your TV, and if you watch TV a lot, probably get influenced by a lot of things that you are not aware of. The commercials that they make a big influence on us, thinking that a lot of things and products that they want you to buy and enjoy can make you happier. And many people believe that. And once you turn the TV off, then you find out that you're still by yourself. There's nobody left around you. And many of you can relate to that, right? Many of you live by yourself. And I don't have to tell you how that is. But John, later on, he was sent in exile and he was by himself exiled into an island. He went through this. Probably he wrote this during that time while he was in exile by himself, feeling that loneliness. But he is encouraging and empowering the people, telling them that the one who is in you is greater than one who is outside of you in the world. That's a very powerful statement. We have received Jesus Christ in our life as our Savior and Lord, and God's Spirit is in us. Even though our body is temporary, made of flesh and blood that will be perished in this world, we have a soul that is redeemed by the love of God because of His grace, that we have been given the privilege of being children of God. So we have the Spirit of God living in us, who is more powerful than any other powers in this world. It can be any powers. God's power is much greater. So the scripture, these small sentences, just 10 words, give us then courage to those who are trembling because of their influence from outside, and reminds us that we do not fight the battles alone. It's actually a battle between the one who is inside and one who is on the outside. The inside, the living Spirit of God inside you, is battling the forces of evil from the outside, trying to catch your attention and draw you into the power of the world itself that is just fleeting and temporary. John was writing this to a church battling with confusion, false teaching, and spiritual pressures because of their multicultural identity that we are also faced with during this time also. So it's very relevant today in our society too. Look at what happened to coming in the last 10 years. Changed from one or two cultures, probably into like how many cultures and languages that you can see anywhere. Go to a restaurant. I was listening to in a restaurant one time, like 5 or 6 different tables. I at least heard 3 or 4 languages. People, that's not unusual anymore.
Yes.
But we can only speak one language in America, right? But many people can speak multiple languages also, this multicultural society that we have growing up. Thanks be to God for this multicultural and the variations of things that we can enjoy in this world, that we are built for that. But in the midst of all these things, confusion arises. You know, the various teachings and various forces of doctrines that will come and hit you. And we have to be very, very strong in our convictions and in our doctrines, knowing that the Spirit of God living in us is stronger than any other forces in this world. It is so easy to look around and feel overwhelmed. Problems like rises like mountains, circumstances roar like storms, and we become weak sometimes. And many times, life can make us feel very small if we look at the world like that. But this verse reminds us that our strength is not measured by what is around you. It is measured by who is inside of you. So don't be afraid to face the world, even though it can be overwhelming. But you can face the world knowing that the one who is inside you is greater than any forces or power outside. When we gave our hearts to Christ, He did not just forgive us. He filled us with the power of the Holy Spirit. You may not always feel Him. We may not always see Him. But He's always there, just as close as a breath. He's always guiding us, keeping us safe from harm every day. You may not understand all the things that is going on in your lives, but you can rest assured that God knows everything that is going on in your life. That's the greatest assurance that we have. And He has a future laid out for you. And the Bible promises that it's a future that is full of promises, not to harm us, but to give us a blessed future. Not to harm us, but a blessing for us. So, we don't have to be afraid of the world, even though we live in this world. Just like a baby walking in the street, holding on to the dad's hand or your mom's hand. All the cars and other things are flying by on the highways, and all the people are walking in busy streets. Mm-hmm. That little boy doesn't know what the world around is. But he or she knows that he's holding on to, or his mom or dad is holding on to her hand.
Amen.
Makes that assurance that no matter how the world looks busy, how the world looks dangerous, I am holding your hands. And that child doesn't worry about anything else. He just enjoy and walking along.
Yes,
just take a look at those children walking with their hands clutched into their parents' hands on the busy highways. I usually stop and look at it, at how much assurance that baby has when that baby is held by the hand of that parent. That is how we are. We may see a lot of traffic going in and out, dangerous things coming and hitting us, sicknesses, grief, and unexpected problems that hit us. I don't have to tell you any of those things that every day that we have to face. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Linda started her car to come in the church. The car doesn't start. Simple thing. But she was stuck in home for how many days? 2 or 3 weeks. It's a simple thing, but it can make our lives so miserable. And make us feel like we are like little people and we don't have any power left. That is not true, remember, folks, because we are the children of God. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is outside. No matter how many times the car can break down or how many times our building can leak, we are not going to be broken because of those things. Because God has laid out a plan and He is in the midst of these things, working things out for you in many different ways. This is what God does. The world around us may remain loud and threatening, but the hand that holds us is stronger than anything that confronts us. Greater is He who is in you than the one who is outside. When fear comes, remember that the Spirit of God is stronger than the fear that you face. God's truth within you is louder than the voices around you. So when temptations try to pull you down, remember that God's power in you is stronger than the pull of the world from outside. Our circumstances may be great, but our God is greater.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, battles may be great, but our Savior is greater than any storms, any battles that you may have to face. The world may shake, but the God inside you does not shake. He does not tremble. He does not panic. And He does not retreat. He will help you advance more and more towards the future. As the great American poet Robert Frost said that in this poem, Servants of Servants, he said like this, "The best way out is always through." The same way can be said about navigating our lives every day. So what happens when it starts raining? You get scared, storm comes, when it starts getting pouring, what can you do? When it rains, what do you do?
Yes.
Let it rain.
Let it rain, you can't stop it.
When it rains, let it rain. Because we have a God who is more powerful with us than any storms or rain can do to us.
Yes.
We know that some of the things are out of our control. I know you can't stop the rain. I don't know if any of you can do it. I don't. I can't. But let it go. Let it do whatever it takes the course. a sickness that is threatening you, a health report that may be worrying you, let it go. Because there is a God who is in control of all of our situations, who gave us the life in this world, who knows what is better for you and me. So be assured that He will be there to take care of you. There's a story of a man that I wanted to close this message. He was worried about his debts that were mounting. Debt collectors were harming him and calling him every day. And he didn't know how to continue with his life anymore. So he decided to end his life. So he took a journey to another city, away from his family, so that he can commit suicide without anybody's interference. So he went to another city and then took a hotel room, planning for the end of his life. On his way to that city driving, he saw a little poster saying that a missionary was preaching in a church. So on his way there, he stopped there, and he thought he would go into that church and start to listening to that preacher. And the preacher was telling him that no matter what your problems are, God can solve all your problems. So he listened to it, and when the service was over, the man came to the pulpit and asked for the preacher to talk to him. So when he talked to him, there's a lot of crowded people around him, so the preacher didn't have enough time to talk to everybody. He said, "Give me your number." And he gave him, the pastor gave him a number and a piece of paper with the man and said, "Call me afterwards." So the man took the piece of paper and put it in his pocket, and he went away still frustrated, disappointed, because he thought he would get something out of that message. There he could not. He went to the hotel planning for his life to end there, and then he thought about that little paper that the preacher gave him, and he took that scratch note and looked at it. There was a phone number, and also there was a verse written in there from the Bible that says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And he didn't know where that verse was. He looked it up on the phone, and he found a Bible, a Gideon's Bible. He opened that Bible and read the verse. And the Spirit of God strengthened him, that he got reassurance from God that God is going to solve all his problems. He did not call the preacher or anything. He changed his mind and went back, trusting in God's promise that God will take care of all of his problems, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He went back. He didn't tell anybody what happened, but he started praying. His business started to turn around, and things started changing. There was a glimmer of hope that is coming up every day. And he was able to get some loans from the bank, and he was able to continue with his life. He's a successful businessman. And this is in a book that I wrote, that I read recently. And he is still now running a big business in one of those cities. I don't want to give out the names. You can search it on the internet. Hopefully you'll find this person and his story. But this is what God does. He assures you that if you give a chance to God to work through your situations, many times we shortcut Him. Many times we are too busy to do our own things, and do not let God get a chance to work through your situations. Let us leave it to God. When it rains, let it rain. God will work through your situations, and He will restore you the way God wants us to be restored. And He has a plan for each and every one of us. So the one who is in you, always be assured that He is greater than any forces of evil outside there. Nobody can harm you when God is inside you. That is the assurance that John is writing to the church at that time, which is also relevant for us. So that's a great hope that God gives us every day, to trust in his promise that he will let us live a victorious life in this world. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he also not, along with him, graciously give us all things? So today, lift up your head, straighten our shoulders, walk with confidence. The great one who lives in you can sustain you no matter what happens. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to live a powerful and victorious life in this world. Amen. The closing hymn is "I Need Thee Every Hour." If you're able, please stand and join for the closing hymn.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, oh, life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, teach me thy will, and a blessed son. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
People of God, no matter what we face today or tomorrow, the truth stands firm that greater is the one who is inside us than the one who is outside in the world. So go and be assured and with the strength of the power of the Holy Spirit that we can face anything in this world. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.